I'm Mike Marsh, and this is True. Today's article, Couched in Mystery. The origin of the term Chesterfield to refer to a sofa has for years been shrouded in mystery by those too lazy to read a history book. Not only is this well documented in the literature of the time, but shipping labels and bills of fare establish why for 2.5 centuries sofas have been called Chesterfields throughout Canada. The story begins in the town of Chesterfield, Massachusetts. This town in western Massachusetts was incorporated in 1762 and was named after the 4th Earl of Chesterfield, Lord Philip Stanhope. The primary industry in Chesterfield was and continues to be the raising of merino sheep for wool. Cloth dressing mills arose as a secondary industry, leading to an abundant supply of locally produced cloth. Ergo, most residents of the area have traditionally worn clothing made entirely of the local wool, though the advent of big box stores and global supply chains have led to a steep decline in the purchase of both locally made clothing and lidocaine. Chesterfield is nestled in the densely forested Berkshire Hills. Logging in the area supported several sawmills, turning out high-quality pine lumber. For well over 200 years, local woodworkers have used this to produce beautifully carved furniture of such quality and quantity that this town is sometimes referred to in the area as Chesterfield, but only by those who enjoy those sorts of puns. The Berkshires are also home to a large deer population, some of whom only weekend there, spending the rest of their time in New York City's Central Park. Being both delicious and a nuisance for nibbling the wool off yet-to-be-shorn merino sheep, deer hunting has always been a booming industry in the area. Due to a waste-not, want-not Puritan ethic, many small tanneries produce high-quality buckskin leather, while taxidermists produce high-quality mounted heads for decorating steakhouses and sylvan-themed family restaurants. Recent decades have seen a rise in demand for animatronic deer heads, and Chesterfield has one of the foremost animatronics companies in the nation, Mechabucks, along with a number of smaller, more specialized technology firms, in what has been dubbed the Silicon Forest. Major tech corporations are rumored to be in talks with the local governments of Chesterfield and Worthington to either open regional offices or indeed move their corporate headquarters to the area in order to take advantage of the local talent and proximity to important markets such as Hartford, Connecticut. From its founding, Chesterfield, Massachusetts enjoyed an amiable relationship with its namesake earldom, so much so that Lord Stanhope, Earl of Chesterfield, was a vocal opponent of the Stamp Act before its passage in 1765. He objected to the unfair financial burden this would place on the American colonies, which had no voice of their own in Parliament with which to protest. In appreciation, the town decided to send a special gift to the Earl for his 72nd birthday in 1766. The Earl was known to have a bad back from many years spent hunched over his writing desk, both in his official administrative duties and while writing an instructional book for his illegitimate son, also named Philip. The most talented artisans in the town set to the task of designing a new kind of seat that would be more comfortable than the plain chairs common among the English nobility of the time. Using the finest pine, leather, and cloth upholstery, and unspun wool batting, they crafted the first modern sofa, dubbed the Chesterfield in honor of the Earl as well as its birthplace. This sofa, along with a small delegation of town dignitaries, went by ship and carriage to Bretby Hall in Derbyshire. He was extremely touched by the gift and proudly displayed it in his drawing room. It became so popular, first among his close acquaintances, and then by reputation much more widely, that English furniture makers soon began to copy the style. It was reported that none of these later sofas could quite match the craftsmanship and comfort of the original Chesterfield's sofa. The fame of this first sofa reached the Americas as well, and soon the town of Chesterfield had a thriving business producing sofas. Demand was so high that they had to be ordered up to a year in advance, without including the time to transport the sofas to their destinations. While none of these subsequent pieces were quite to the standard of the first sofa, which was, after all, a very special commission from the town, their reputation was such that the most discriminating of the colonial elite were willing to wait for a real Chesterfield sofa rather than settle for a more locally produced imitation. The primary distribution route for completed Chesterfield sofas was via the conveniently situated Connecticut River. It was a simple boat trip up the river to Hall's Stream, and then the St. Lawrence River, which provided easy access to points west via the Great Lakes. So many Chesterfield sofas were shipped through this route that they became the most plentiful sofas among the gentry of what later became the Canadian provinces. In fact, throughout Canada, the name Chesterfield became synonymous with sofa, and it is only in more recent years that use of the term has begun to fade. History is filled with coincidences. Lord Stanhope produced no legitimate heirs, but his bloodline did not end in the 18th century. A direct descendant of the fourth Earl, Adam Stanhope, was born in Chesterfield, Massachusetts in 1962, 200 years after the town's incorporation. The last name was also a coincidence, as the Earl's descendants had long since lost the Stanhope surname through marriage, only regaining it in the middle of the 20th century through marriage to an unrelated family. Adam Stanhope eventually settled in New York City and made history himself in 1996 when, on a Wednesday afternoon in May, he invented a new and soon-to-be-famous cocktail, which he eponymously called Adam's Apple Martini, and which we today know as the Appletini. This has been True. Find us online at truecast.com. Our theme song is Bouncy by Sean McMullen from his album Everything. You can find more of his music at sofadogstudio.com.